Well, Antony Blinken is in Ukraine today, letting Zelensky know that more weapons and more money are on the way. But who will fire all of those weapons? Everyone is dead, but he's here. A little photo op. Of course, they got all the multiple camera shoot, which they always do when the money man arrives in town. And what you're looking at there is the president of the United States, Antony Blinken. President Biden is just a meatbag who is not in control of the country. Antony Blinken, by all accounts, is the president of the United States, who does our bidding and travels around the world. He'll probably be popping over to Israel once again next week to let those folks know that more money and weapons are on the way there as well. So he told Zelensky, he says in a tweet, as I told President Zelensky, the U.S. has been by Ukraine's side from day one, and we will stay by your side. So, interesting. Okay. So this is an interesting timing right now, as Russia has just launched their massive spring offensive. As we know now, only about 55,000 to 60,000 troops have been committed, and not even the full Russian army is even involved in this this invasion part right now, this offensive part. In fact, the infantry and drone strikes, laser-guided missiles are now striking trenches. And what these soldiers are finding as they're moving over these areas, they're scratching their heads. Because I've seen multiple reports now from Russian soldiers who are saying, we just walked in. We liberated this town and there was almost no resistance at all. And now, and the soldiers they are finding, many of them, dozens and dozens of Ukrainians are just surrendering. So where are these defensive structures? Now, you'll recall Zelensky told us back in December of 2023. Zelensky, during an interview, was talking about the fortifications, the money that the West has been sending in order to build up fortifications near Kharkiv, around Kharkiv and in the north, and other cities in that area. And these fortifications were powerful, he said. They were powerful, and they're large, and they're impressive. U.S. dollars providing wood, hundreds or millions of pounds of wood and cement to build, we thought, fantastic defenses. So where are they? How do you explain this? Now, the Russians are rolling in. They're saying, where is this stuff? Where is it all? Video posted from this morning showing Russian forces just running over the position. These are Russian infantry just moving right through the forest, right through with no resistance. No resistance at all. Position after position with very little defensive structures in place. No cement pillboxes. Nothing like you'd expect. They've had months to prepare. There are long guns that were built during World War II, cement pillboxes that took just a few short months to build. So all of these things were strong and super powerful, Zelensky told us back in December. Now it's nearly 6 months later. Where is everything? I don't know. Good question. We'll get there in a second. Almost no trenches, by the way.
We paid for them, right?
We paid for them. We paid for these trenches. We paid for this fortifications. We were trying.
Is there a tracking number we can check?
No.
Oh, that's right. We don't track anything.
No, the Pentagon can't control.
That's right. That's right. We don't
track anything.
Okay. Cool.
So they're all. By the way, there are almost no trenches, and the few that they have come across, they've been now just totally destroyed with laser-guided missiles. So take out these small. You can see this was posted up today. These are some of these trenches, very small, and laser-guided missiles are just firing right into those trenches and taking out anyone that's in there. And that's it. Very few fortifications. Now, again, we heard from Zelensky at Christmas that they were powerful and they were strong. So it's very odd then that as this offensive started happening over the past few days, Ukrainian Telegram channels started editing old messages. Old messages from December, where they quoted Zelensky directly, boasting about the strong fortifications near Kharkiv. Money well spent, so they started deleting these messages. Friend of the show, Larry Johnson, former CIA agent, posted this up and says, it's very interesting that they started removing and deleting and editing these old messages, where Zelensky talked about the fortifications being powerful and strong. And these were from December 2023, these messages that you're seeing. He said, I'm, quote, grateful to the region and to the city. They managed to team up with the military specialists, construction companies. What they did in Kharkiv region, I think, is very powerful. But, of course, he was lying because as Martina Bushelevets, am I saying her last name correctly? Bushelevets, journalist, investigative journalist, uncovered, where are the fortifications? Kharkiv OVA paid millions to fake firms. Oh, yes. So hundreds of millions of dollars have been stolen by fake construction companies, shell companies set up by Ukrainians. Fortifications in the Kharkiv region where they're now, where Russia, of course, is now advancing. Multi-million dollar contracts for the construction of fortifications, she writes, for a total of 7 billion hryvnia, which were spent there. And they were merged on these avatar firms that she writes. So here's just a look at some of the QuickBooks data that she got her hands on, or the ClickBooks, I guess, showing these fake companies that were constructed. And what's amazing is the Department of Kharkiv for Defensive Procurement selected newly registered no-name firms and sole proprietors. So the owners of these firms do not resemble successful businessmen and businesswomen, she writes. They have dozens of court cases from whiskey theft to domestic violence against their husband and mother. Some of them are deprived of parental rights and had enforcement proceedings for loans and banks. Basically, she's saying that these beneficiaries who are listed as the companies who are doing all of the construction don't even realize that they are millionaires. They've been paid millions of dollars, and yet they're still working long shifts at factories, or they're still working long shifts in the fields. In other words, whoever constructed this money laundering scheme with these shell companies didn't inform the people whose names and businesses they were using to hide the money. This is American tax dollars at work. Here's another coverage of this on censor.net. Kharkiv Region Military Administration paid hundreds of millions of hryvnia to shell companies for construction of fortifications. This is the head of the Anti-Corruption Center has reported on this. So in particular, the Department of Housing and Communal Services and the Fuel and Energy Complex of the Kharkiv region concluded direct contracts for the supply of wood for fortification firms with signs all of fictitious shell companies. So all of that money for wood, cement, rebar, everything else that they were supposed to be building up for these fortifications, they stole the money. All the money is gone. There's no fortifications. And Russia is just rolling over these things. I guess they thought no one would ever...
Americans, so yeah, stupid. Open your wallet.
Well, that's what... So I'm kind of perplexed by this because, like, I could see... So you've got, like, you know, the government corrupt. You've got, you know, these fictitious companies. So there's corruption there. Maybe even I could see, like, the generals of the Ukrainian army being corrupt. What about, like, the commanders and the people that are actually on the ground fighting with the forces? How did they sell this to them that, yeah, we're not actually going to build you any fortifications?
Right.
They'd have to know they're completely undefended.
Yeah.
How did they? It's like it just blows my mind. I mean, is the corruption that deep?
Oh, it's incredibly deep. As Colonel McGregor has pointed out, it's the most corrupt country in Europe, of course. The U.S. State Department has solidified that in its own country's report, once again, as one of the most corrupt countries in Europe. So this is not news to anybody. You're going to send millions of dollars into the most corrupt country in Europe with no tracking and no follow-up. And this is, of course, going to happen. Now, someone in the chat pointed out that a few weeks ago, of course, we showed Zelensky in a trench, in some heavily fortified trench that looked like a beautiful new trench. I don't know where that was. It was not in the north. It was not in Kharkiv. And it was not in this area where all of these fortifications are supposed to be, and they're not. So I don't know exactly where he was, near Donetsk or something. Or outside of Kiev or something like that. I mean, there are trenches for sure. But in this area, there are none or there are very few. And where all of the point is, all of the money that we spent, the U.S. dollars, taxpayer dollars sent to them for these fortifications was stolen. It was not spent on what it was meant to. And it was totally set up with these shell companies and these fictitious firms and U.S. tax dollars. So I'm glad Blinken was there again today to let them know, hey, more money's flowing in.
Yeah.
We have no accounting of it. Doesn't really matter if you're actually building fortifications or not. Doesn't matter. We're going to continue to send you more money. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, earlier this afternoon, major Russian advancements in a number of key areas. I think there are upwards of like 20 villages now captured.
Yeah, in just the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. So, you know, this is going to get worse. This is going to get a whole lot worse for Ukraine. Whatever's left of these soldiers who are now, surrendering by the dozens right now. So keep stealing our money, Ukraine. You're doing a great job of it. I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.